Jesus is telling us the temple of God is in him and in us from John. The actions of Jesus in John's gospel are not as angry as in the other gospels. John is giving us a preview of what Jesus' mission is and to whom he is calling. In the early ministry of Jesus, he was called to the Jews to show them that God is taking things into his own hands because the people keep breaking covenant. In John's gospel, Jesus said, he is the temple. Jesus' visit from Nicodemus in the darkness is our reminder to come to the light. Why is darkness so attractive? Someone needs to come and turn the lights on for us. God comes to us in Christ to turn on the lights, and what do? Reject the light and stay in the dark. Why do we reject light? Knowing the world has already been judged, Jesus comes to bring light into the darkness of an undeserving world. Jesus brings light and life where darkness and death have taken up residence. God sends his Son to a condemned world. The first chapter of John's Gospel, God comes to us to show us life and the love of God by bringing us the light we know as Jesus Christ, the Word of God becoming flesh and dwelling among us. Why does Nicodemus come in the dark of night? Was he afraid? He came because he wanted to know the truth. He lived in darkness and didn't know it. So coming at night was what he knew. Jesus follows up this inquisition by explaining why God sent his only Son. For God so loved the world, a judged world, and gives it life. It had to be this way. God knew this was the only way to save creation. The writer begins to remind us what Moses did in the desert by lifting up the serpent. From Numbers 21, because the people rejected God and Moses in the wilderness, God sent poisonous snakes that bit and killed many Israelites. And they repented and asked Moses to pray to God for help. God told Moses to lift up the poisonous snake on a pole for all to look at, and they would be saved. It was this lifting up of Jesus that John is referring to. Jesus said, "The Son of Man must be lifted up, not only on a tree, but lifted up in reverence." Jesus is lifted up and lifts us up out of the darkness. And people still love darkness. What keeps people in darkness? What makes it so difficult to live in the light? Why do we let evil blur our sight that keeps us from seeing and sharing the good news? It is not that God didn't tell us. It's because we reject what Jesus said. It seems too easy, so we look for ways to earn God's love. God so loved the world that 2,000 years ago, God sent God's only Son to the world, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Jesus said, "You do not choose me, but I have chosen you." Like Nicodemus, coming in darkness, seeking understanding, we come looking for God's truth. God sent Jesus, the open gate of God's truth, to turn on the lights. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have come to lead us out of darkness, and we turn our heads. Reassure us that the light is good. Convince us to come out of the darkness and live in the light of Jesus. You open the gate to lead us back to you in Jesus Christ, our light and life. Amen.